It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
And Ryan, in this month's Ask the Vet mailbag, we focus on the baby calf. And a listener asks, what's the biggest, most common disease for young calves, and what type of prevention is in place?
So calf diarrhea is really the biggest disease that pre-weaned baby calves face, especially in the first month of life. And there's a couple different kinds of diarrhea. A lot of people talk about the cause. Is it bacteria or cryptosporidia or, viral? But irregardless of the cause, there's also some different types that in their nature. And I just want to talk about the two most common. The first type is called a malabsorptive diarrhea. Mal is a Latin word for bad, so bad absorption, lack of absorption, diarrhea due to lack of absorption. And if you imagine the intestinal tract, is like a PVC pipe lined with shag carpeting. And the shag carpeting are these microscopic little villi that help increase the surface area of the intestinal tract. And like the shag carpeting, they're basically used to absorb the nutrients. And so you can imagine if you take water and you pour it into the end of a PVC pipe that has shag carpeting in it, the water will stay in there, be absorbed, and not much will come out the other end. If you don't have that shag carpeting, the water you pour in the PVC pipe will come rocketing out the back end. And we see that same thing happen with calves when they have a really bad malabsorptive diarrhea. They'll just shoot out the back end of them. And really what happens is the different infections that cause the diarrhea actually destroy the intestinal villi. So one common culprit would be rotavirus and coronavirus. And they'll actually act like little Pac-Men and eat away, so to speak, at the intestinal villi and take all that shag carpeting and basically munch it down to smooth. And then the surface area just isn't there and the calves can't absorb their feed and it just goes rocketing out their back end. So that's malabsorptive diarrhea. And it typically takes about 2 weeks for a calf to regrow that intestinal lining or that shag carpeting, so to speak. If the listeners are older, I guess I would define that as like older than 35, they'll probably know what shag carpeting is. Sometimes I use this analogy with the younger people and they have no idea what it is, I guess, just sign that I'm getting older. But the second type of diarrhea is a secretory diarrhea. That's where the intestinal villi are completely intact, the shag carpeting is intact, but the body actively secretes mucus and fluid into the intestinal tract to kind of wash away an insult. And one of the more common ones for that would be Salmonella or E. coli. Those bacteria, when they're growing in the intestinal tract, they make and produce toxins, very, very potent, poisonous toxins inside the intestinal tract. And the body of that calf, the calf knows that those toxins are very dangerous, and they want to essentially flush them from the system. So they will secrete fluid, they will secrete mucus into the intestinal tract, and this added volume of fluid creates the diarrhea essentially in and of itself, essentially in a flushing procedure to try to protect the animal to flush these dangerous toxins out of the calf. But it's important to know and understand differences between these because our treatments can be different based on that. So if a farm has a long-standing history with Salmonella or E. coli, and we believe that the scours are due to Salmonella or E. coli, and we know that the Salmonella and E. coli produce these endotoxins, and the body's natural defense is to flush them out. I like to recommend an electrolyte product that does not have any gelling or pectin agents. I want to get the electrolytes in to support the pH balance and the hydration of the calf, but I do not want to slow the flow of ingesta through that intestinal tract because the flushing process is important to get the toxins out. Conversely, if we have a malabsorptive diarrhea due to something like crypto or rotacoronavirus, where those toxins are not being produced, I do like to recommend a electrolyte package that has a gelling agent. There's no reason that we have to let that nutrition go rocketing out the back end of the calf, and we can slow that passage rate down, and the electrolytes with the pectins in it will do that, and it'll give the intestinal tract with limited amount of absorption capacity to have longer time to try to gain the nutrients from that feed before it just goes rocketing out the back end of the calf. So you know, our company at Crystal Creek, we have two different types of electrolytes, one with pectins, one without, and that's why, because we use them in different places.
Thank you for the time today, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.